Thank you, and I'm so happy to be here, and especially after hearing all these wonderful speakers, many of whom were talking about, well, basically the terrible state our country was in. So I thought, as an antidote to that, I needed to begin the way that I begin the radio show every day, and I'm going to beginning the radio show, broadcasting from here this afternoon, begin by saying, and another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And I want to tell you why this is a particularly great day for religious, faith-based conservatives, and why it's a particularly great day for me personally. Now, first of all, for people who believe in God, and people who believe that God has given a special mission to the United States of America, this is a spectacular day, because this week, for the first time since 2007, the birth rate in America went up. Did anybody notice that? No. But it's worth celebrating. And you know why? Because it doesn't matter if that child is born rich or poor or black or white or Latino or Anglo or Asian or whatever that child is. Every new life is God's vote that the human race deserves to go on. And it's a beautiful thing. And there's more great news, which again, we should celebrate. We shouldn't ignore it. We have to celebrate it. On the issue of abortion, this week, yet another poll that shows that Americans are embracing the cause of life. Back when Roe v. Wade was adjudicated in 1973, when Roe v. Wade was adjudicated, the majority of Americans described themselves as favoring abortion without restrictions. Do you know in the latest Ipsos poll that publicized everywhere this week, what percentage of Americans say they favor abortion with no restrictions? 24%. 3-1, the American people want more limits on a killing of the unborn. And that's a beautiful thing, but even more beautiful, the rate of abortion has gone down dramatically in this country. In 1980, 1 out of every 3 pregnancies ended in abortion. Can you imagine? In abortion, not miscarriage. So that if you add miscarriage to it, it was close to half of all pregnancies would not result in a baby. Today, it is not 1 out of 3, it is below 1 out of 5. That is real progress. That is real progress for the pro-life movement and those of us who believe that every child is a gift from God. But I also mentioned that today was a great day for me personally. And the reason this is a great day for me personally is, those of you who listen to the show regularly know this, but this is the first time I've traveled across the country, the first time I'm giving a major speech to a great group like this since I've been sick. I was diagnosed with throat cancer in December of last year. And you know, just go figure, a radio talk show host, what kind of cancer do you get? Naturally, God has a sense of humor, throat cancer. And I had to miss 11 weeks on the air, but thank God I've been back now for 8 weeks. And Now, what does the fact that I am now officially cancer-free, thank the Lord, and I've even gotten most of my hair back, which is a nice thing. What does that have to do with what I was talking about with the pro-life movement and abortion? Well, aside from the fact that I'm very grateful that my parents, who were very young, my dad was 21, my mom was 22 when I was born, and thank God they didn't decide to terminate me. Of course, it was illegal then. But aside from that, when I announced on the air, I was going through my chemo and my radiation treatments, and I was in my 5th week of radiation treatments when I finally decided I had to announced on the air that I was having a problem. My voice was sounding bad. And when I announced it on the air, the first hour we announced it, we got 25,000 emails, letters, people contacting us. And what most people wanted to do was they said, we want to pray for you. And you know what? A lot of people asked, they said, you're a Jewish guy. Do you mind if we pray for you in our Baptist church or in our Catholic church or in our Pentecostal church? And my reaction was, of course not. What do you think, I'm crazy? Prayer helps. It works. It certainly uplifted my spirits. There were three different Catholic churches that said dedicated masses in my honor for my recovery. It's a beautiful thing. It's incredible. And this, by the way, relates directly to the success of the pro-life movement. Why? Because what the pro-life movement did is breach, overcome all religious divisions in this country. Catholics working with Protestants, Orthodox Jews working with Mormons, people of every faith coming together on this principle. And the idea is beautiful. This, in this country, once upon a time, there were anti-Catholic riots. Do you know there were nuns who were burned alive in anti-Catholic riots in Baltimore and Philadelphia in the 1840s? And today, we can work across religious lines on issues that matter. Why? Because we have this conservative idea that it is not a zero-sum game. You know what? I have a chapter in my book, Right Turns, which is about how I went from being a punk liberal activist and a one-time study partner of Hillary Clinton in law school, how I went from that position to being the lovable conservative curmudgeon that I am today. And one of the chapters about the lessons that I learned is that a more Christian America is good for the Jews. And why is that? Because, look, there are so many people who are lost, who are secular, who need faith. It is a terrific thing if people embrace any serious faith and then come together to exalt America and our role, which is very prominent in God's plan. It's the same idea that conservatives are able to say, you know what? If my neighbor makes a ton of money, it's not a bad thing for me. It's a good thing. There's not a zero-sum game. People who say when the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, do you really believe that? Do you believe that creating wealth causes poverty? Right? If you believe that creating wealth causes poverty, you're an idiot. Sorry. And if you believe that one church flourishing will somehow hurt another church, of course it doesn't. We can come together. Last word. Let's apply the same principle that we can come together to this campaign that is going on. Look, the other side wants to divide us into Tea Party versus establishment, moderates versus hardcore conservatives, economic conservatives versus social conservatives. We are in this together. We have wonderful candidates. All of the gentlemen, and Carly Fiorina I know is speaking later in this conference, but all of the gentlemen and Carly are wonderful people. We are grateful to have them. We can work together. Now, sometime at some point, we're going to choose, but that's a choice between good choices. None are on the other side. None are evil. None deserve being put down. So let us, in the spirit of what my friend Arthur Brooks called St. Ronald, in that spirit, let's go out, work together, understand that all of these candidates can flourish and contribute, and then we will come together as a movement across political and religious and economic lines, and we will go out there and win this one for the Gipper in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Thank you very much for your attention.